Hey, Pat.
Did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty.
Hey, Pat.
Good morning. I was just informed that show is no longer on the air, and I keep thinking I'm not supposed to play number 50, and I keep playing that one. So let's move right along to the weather. At 11:02, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms that could produce heavy rain, partly sunny, high of 93. Heat index could be up to 100, southwest winds, 9 miles per hour. So just stay inside or come to the library very quickly. The chance of thunderstorms continues tonight, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be partly sunny. Highs in the 90s with the high heat index over 100. Saturday looks to be the hottest of the day with the actual temperature being at 99. And Sunday night there's a chance of thunderstorms after 9 p.m. And it looks like it should clear out a little bit for Monday when it will be down to 89.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I'm at a party I don't wanna be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie. I wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Then you take my hand, finish my drink, say, shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you?
Tracy Chapman.
You make
Chapman.
It better like that.
Ed Sheeran.
Don't think
Ed Sheeran?
I've made
oh.
it at this party.
Good morning, welcome to the Library Show. Jennifer's lucky my microphone was turned off for her weather report. I had a lot of comments. And the playing of that commercial twice, but moving on.
I said I think it's 50, but it's 41. I'll make a note. Remind me next
day. Let's move on. The Celebrity Show.
What does the song say? I don't care.
Okay, Ed Sheeran, I Don't Care. Is that the name of the song?
It is, the acoustic version. There's also a Justin Bieber kind of jazzed up version.
Who wrote it? Ed Sheeran? Is my mic on?
Yes.
I'm not sure. I don't know if I can hear myself. Wait, that sounds better. Maybe it's just your microphone. Boy, off to another flying start here on the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, summer is here with a vengeance. The Hunterdon County Library is a great place to cool off and take advantage of our plethora of services, programs, and events, including reading clubs for kids and adults, exhibits, public computers, magazines, and just too many more things to mention. Jennifer says, if you want to teach kids about taxes, eat 30% of their ice cream. Summer concerts at ACL and NCB, discounts with your Hunterdon County Library card. That and much more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning,
Jennifer. So why don't you care? Is that why we're playing this song?
No, it just seems like a good...
I don't care? It's not a good way to live life. That's not a good mantra for your life, is it?
Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care.
You see, what kind of attitude is that? You care.
Sometimes.
We all care about something. What do you care about most in this life, Jennifer? Your family?
Sure.
Guess your mom's listening.
Yes.
You better say your mom. Family, friends.
You do.
The library. You care about the library, I know, most of the time.
I do.
What else do you care about? Weeds and the lack thereof in your yard?
Okay, I have to tell you, I weeded Sunday. 3 huge garbage bags full.
Do weeds just grow much more proficiently in your yard than everywhere else?
Yes, they do. Well, because
why don't you use something to stop them?
I put down something and it didn't work, and I did not mulch this year for a variety of reasons. But let me get to the part about Sunday.
You're, how can I say syphilis, but Sisyphus, or what's the guy?
Sisyphus. Yes.
The guy that rolls the boulder up the mountain just to have it roll back down again?
Exactly.
You're Sisyphus, Jennifer.
I am. But wait, let me tell you
about... Not syphilis.
Thank you. Sunday. So I go to this one area, and I have a lot of stones and things. And I smell something. And I'm like, okay.
A dead something?
And then I see what looks like a bungee cord. I'm like, how did a bungee cord get here? Then I see a fly land on the bungee cord, and I realize what it is.
Snake?
Yep. Yep.
A dead snake?
Yep.
Oh, well, it was dead. Garter?
Yeah, it was a green... I don't know, it was green, so maybe it was like a green garden snake?
Garter snake, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder what killed it.
I'm sorry?
Well, how did it die, I wonder?
I don't know, but because half of his head was... I don't know. But if he hadn't died, I was going to have to pick him up and flip him someplace. Because he could not stay there. So I was just as glad to pick
him up. You got more snakes in your yard than you realize, probably. We have a little...
The rule is, if I don't...
Waterfall, we have a frog. I don't even know where a frog came from, Jennifer.
I don't see you, you can live. I would like a frog. A frog would make me happy.
You want a frog? Come over to my house.
Snake, not so much.
Snake would like the frog. You'd have the snake and the frog living in the same cage over at the Monahan house.
We had a cat and chicken living together.
That's my point, Jennifer. If you haven't heard the old cat and chicken story, today is not the day we're going to rehash that.
No, but we have chickens.
Tragedy.
We have chickens up at headquarters right now.
Yes. Good segue. The petting zoo, in conjunction with the Summer Reading Club for Kids, there's a little small petting zoo on our lawn under our grove of trees. If you're in the vicinity of the library, to get there quickly. It's going away by noon?
11:30, yes.
Oh, 11:30.
Yeah.
Better get there quick.
Right.
There was a cow and an alpaca, some rabbits and ducks and geese. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's part of our summer reading program's special events. They do a summer special programs once a week, Jennifer?
Yes, and you can go to North County tomorrow if you miss the petting zoo today. They'll be there.
There you go. What time?
9:30 to 11:30.
So 9:30 to 11:30. The North County Branch Library is located at 65 Halstead Street in Clinton. Just walk up and pet an animal and watch your stresses just melt away.
But I have to tell you, this is how my mind works. I read a lot of thrillers and a lot of mysteries and that sort of thing. So I get to the library 8 o'clock this morning. There's a van in the parking lot with Pennsylvania license plate. There's no back window on the van. And all I can see are cages. So immediately I'm suspicious. But then I heard the rooster crow. I'm like, well, who's he kidnapping?
A program, though, and unfortunately last night was supposed to be our first summer concert of the year. We're not off to a great start there either. We had to cancel due to thunderstorms in the area, even though I don't think we got a direct hit until probably would have been about right around the end of the concert. So.
About 7:30, but the lightning was fierce. So
yes, and it just would not have been a good... so unfortunately, yeah. The Summer Swing Orchestra was not able to perform their hits of the 30s and 40s for your dancing and listening pleasure. But we'll try it again next week up at the North County Branch Library. Who is playing? Let me double check that one.
It's not Obosh,
it's the
other one.
It's the Red Oak Country Boys. Next Wednesday, July 24th, at 6:30 p.m. up at the North County Branch Library. They'll be playing classic country music from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And then July 31st, we're back at the Hunterdon County Library, hopefully, with Due South. They performed for us last year. They play Southern rock, classic rock, new country. Think Brooks and Dunn and Patsy Cline, the Eagles, Keith Urban, etc. So that's July 31st. And then we just finished reading the schedule for you before our first commercial break. August 7th at 6:30 p.m. we're back at the North County Branch Library. So it's alternating Wednesdays for their summer concerts. These are free outdoor concerts. Bring a blanket or chair, picnic dinner, and enjoy a Wednesday summer evening with us, hopefully in good weather. For now on, it's sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. Back to August 7th, Nabodash, celebrates Celtic music using instruments including the Bodhrán fifes, whistles, violin, fiddle, and vocals. Everyone who listens gets into the spirit of Irish music. And then we wrap it all up on Wednesday, August 14th at 6:30 p.m. with Rave On, our tentpole summer concert of the year. Rave On is a band that features the music of Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison, along with other classic early rock and roll songs. Rave On show is always, always a crowd pleaser. So hopefully we got the one bad weather concert out of the way for the year. Last year, the Summer Swing Orchestra, which was part of the reason for me to cancel, they got started last year at the North County Branch before they got poured upon. So I did not want that to happen again, especially to that band. I'll try to have them indoors, maybe in the fall or the winter, to make it up to them and to you, because they are a great band. Of course, not as big as they would be in an outdoor concert, but 8 to 10 pieces maybe could fit inside, don't you think, Jennifer?
I think so, and we could kind of open up the gallery a little bit.
Yep.
I would think so. And I was just thinking we should have had music, like a chamber trio or something, on Saturday at the North County Branch Library for their 20th anniversary of the building.
We could have easily done that.
And their 40th anniversary of a branch. So come to the library at 10 o'clock. We're going to have some speakers. There's going to be a presentation. And then there'll be cake and stay. And the place has just been redesigned a little bit by...
Yeah, some new... And they have some displays of what the library looked like 20 years ago and 40 years ago, etc. I could have gotten, like, Marshall's Dixieland Band or something. That wouldn't have been a problem.
I know.
Bummer. Okay, next... In 20 years, remind me.
Okay. We'll probably do it again in 5 for 25.
Oh, okay. 5 years.
We probably should.
I may be here.
All right.
You're not going to be here in 5 years, are you, Jennifer?
I probably will be.
Will you be retired?
Not unless the car's paid off.
In 5 years? That's how long a car payment is. Isn't it five years?
Yes. So, all right. We will go to our first commercial break, and we will be right back with Today in History.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hundred in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer family-to-family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500. For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science.
It's okay, this could be on the air. My invitation must have got lost in the mail.
Speaking of invitations, I got an invitation to a gallery opening August 3rd at the Headquarters Library.
Oh, yes. Our friend Richard Gershner is having a show of his work in our gallery through the month of August, and he's having a reception on Saturday, August 3rd. Do you remember the time, Jennifer?
1 to 3.
1 to 3 p.m. in the gallery. So stop by and meet Richard Gershner and check out his work. If you've ever been in the Surgeonsville Inn, you've seen his work in the tavern. It's hanging there in perpetuity. but just a great pen and ink, like a classic artist, and some amazing work. And he's being very proficient lately. So I'm sure he has a lot of new work to show. So that's Richard Gerstner, the colorblind artist, Jennifer, as he calls himself. He'll be on display during the month of August. Hopefully that lame display in the lobby cases will be down by then. Right now, if you want to stop by and see a great exhibit in the main gallery before Richard's show goes up, the annual Hunterdon County Senior Citizen Art Show is on display. We've got a lot of very talented seniors in Hunterdon County, so come by and see their work. It's all, there's sculptures, there's oil paintings, watercolors, photography, sketches, everything. So it's always an impressive show, and this show's been going on as long as I've been working at the library, Jennifer, and that's 31 years they've been doing this show. So it's been longer than that the seniors have been displaying at the Hunterdon County Library. And I believe they display their work at the Senior Center and one other place. They do the show every year. So if you're a local artist and you're just like, hey, how do I get into the gallery? You can call me, Jim Thatch, at 908-788-1423, and see if we can schedule a month for you to display your work at the Hunterdon County Library. We feature local artists. We also have display cases where we can feature local crafters or people who have collections of things. So this is another service that the Hunterdon County Library offers to the citizens and residents of Hunterdon County. That thing I say on the top of the show just isn't lip service, Jennifer. We mean it.
We do.
Well, I mean it. Do you mean it?
I mean it.
Okay, good.
I went and petted a goat, but it was a sheep.
Okay. See, you throw in something like that and just everything comes crashing to a halt.
Because you try to figure me out.
It's time for Today in History, even though the music's ended. This time every week I ask Jennifer and you at home questions about events that happened on the current date. Today is July 18th, 2019. I'll ask you about some events that happened on July 18th in years past. I'll also give you some names of people who were born or who have died on July 18th and see if you know who they are just by me telling you their name. You just describe them to me. And we'll mark it correct, Jennifer. Okay, 1925, Jennifer. A book is published written by Adolf Hitler. What is it?
Mein Kampf.
Mein Kampf is correct. What was that about? So here's my problem, by the way. 1925, if I'm not mistaken, Adolf Hitler wrote Mein Kampf in jail. Wasn't he in jail when he wrote this?
Are you confusing him with Lenin and Engels?
No. Hitler tried some overthrow coup in the early 20s and got jailed, Jennifer. And I think this is where he wrote Mein Kampf. So we had Hitler in jail in 1925, or 1924, I guess, or whatever. I guess he got out. Well, we know he got out, unfortunately. Why? We had him in jail, Jennifer.
But you can't just keep people in jail ad nauseum.
Certain people we can.
But how...
This was an example of where we, what, how different the world would have been if somehow, I mean, I think he had a pretty serious offense too, and I don't know how he had a good lawyer, so I don't know how he got out. I don't know, Jennifer. What was Mein Kampf about? If it was about, like, taking over the world and they let him out, I'm going to be livid here.
Well, it's his manifesto. He outlines his political ideology and his future plans for Germany.
And they let him out. Did he lie about it? Did he talk about the Jewish people and stuff in it?
I haven't read it specifically because, oddly enough, and I don't think for the reasons you're going to think, it's one of the most stolen books from our library. And I don't think people are taking it out because they don't want it in the library. I think people are taking it out for their own personal.
We shouldn't have it in our library, Jennifer.
Absolutely, we should.
No.
It's a historical work.
Fahrenheit 451 or whatever.
Oh, Jim.
Should we have Confederate statues of people down south? Let's get philosophical here. Should there be a statue of Nathan Bedford Forrest, a famous slave trader?
Should the Woodrow Wilson...
Should there be statues of Robert E. Lee?
Should we be having this discussion now?
Yes.
I'm not engaging.
Well, where do you fall on this?
I'm not engaging here.
Okay, let's get a little more... Not so political. Should Barry Bonds be in the Hall of Fame? Baseball Hall of Fame?
If it's determined that his steroid use didn't lead to his record breaking, then yes.
Well, he never pled guilty. He was never charged with anything, Jennifer. It's just assumed because he was named in this Mitchell report. Barry Bonds, probably easily one of the top five baseball players of all time. Not pitchers, of course. But if we're going to deal with morality, Jennifer, we can start plucking people out of that Hall of Fame right now. If Barry Bonds isn't in, what's his name? Cap Anson should not be in. One of the early people inducted into the Hall of Fame. He batted over 400. He was the first player to hit over 3,000 hits. In the Hall of Fame, Jennifer... Firmly ensconced, Cap Anson. You know what he did, Jennifer? And you tell me if he should be in the Hall of Fame.
He established racial segregation.
There was a game, I believe it was out of the midseason. Let me tell a story. Don't interrupt me.
I'm not interrupting.
As best I can remember. And there was a black picture on the mound that was facing them. This is in the late 1800s, 1880s probably. Cap Anson refused to play that game. The next day... All the baseball teams had a gentleman's agreement not to allow black players to play because of what Cap Anson did. And black players weren't allowed to play for another 60 years. Should Cap Anson be in the Hall of Fame?
Can we move on to the next year?
Give me a confirmative no. Kick him out.
All right, let's move on.
Ridiculous. We can get political here if we want, Jennifer. The library is all about knowledge. You just told me not to get rid of Mein Kampf. We don't even know what it's about. The library show is starting a Get Cap Anson Out of the Hall of Fame. Anyone who's listening, sign our petition. 1944, Jennifer. How do I... So 1944, obviously World War II, big changes on the Japan side of the fight. What happened in Japan on July
18th, 1944? It is VJ Day.
Unheard of, actually.
No, VJ Day is August 14th.
No, nothing with the end of it. Well, kind of the end of something. Tojo, the leader of the Empire of Japan, resigns, Jennifer, in the middle of the war because of too many setbacks. I guess he was forced out. So, you know, that's like, well, I guess FDR died during the war, too. So think about that. That's interesting that two of the three major, actually all three, isn't this fascinating?
Can you be fascinated on your own time?
Okay, so there was Russia, right?
Yes.
Russia, the United States, Germany, and Japan were the four major people fighting in this war, right?
Well, England would probably disagree with you, but...
Well, England was on our side. Okay, England and Italy, we can throw Italy on the other side, too. So three of those countries lost their leaders during the war. That's amazing. I never realized that. If FDR died...
Yes.
Hitler died, obviously. And Tojo resigned.
There are those who say he went to Argentina.
You believe that, Jennifer? Do you? You might.
I don't.
Okay. I was asking. Okay, 1969, Jennifer, July 18th. Bad news for a politician on a little island in Massachusetts. T- technically on a bridge. Oh, going to a little island in Massachusetts.
Well, it wasn't bad, as bad news for him as it was for his passenger.
Both people. Yeah, everybody.
Ted Kennedy.
Yes.
Drove off the bridge at Chappaquiddick.
Chappaquiddick Island, Massachusetts. Ted Kennedy crashes his car into a tidal basin, unfortunately killing his passenger. Remember her name? It's a good trivia question. What's her name?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure his wife wasn't too happy either. No.
Mary Jo Kopechne died, unfortunately, that day. July 19th, 1969. They call her Boiler Room Girl. I don't know what that means, do you?
I don't.
And then finally, 1976, Jennifer, something happens for the first time in Olympic Games history in the sports of gymnastics. What happens?
1976.
What
Nadia
happens?
Nadia Comaneci gets a perfect 10.
Very good. Nadia Comaneci becomes the first person in Olympic Games history to score a perfect 10 in gymnastics during the 1976 Olympic Games. Okay, Jennifer, born on this date in 1811. I'm not going to give the name. I'm going to give, since he's an author, I'm going to give you what he wrote.
What 1967?
1811.
Because I found out Boiler Girl wrote.
Go ahead.
She was part of a group, six women, part of a group called the Boiler Room Girls because of a windowless room they worked in during Bobby Kennedy's presidential campaign.
Oh. So that's how we met her, I guess.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Just a sad story. Did they ever make a movie about that? They must have.
Okay, move on.
Okay, Jennifer, this first one, since you are an assistant director of a library, I'm going to give you the book this person born on July 18th, 1811 wrote. I want the name of the person.
Okay.
Vanity Fair.
William Thackeray.
William Thackeray is correct. You got the middle name wrong.
What's his middle name?
It's an interesting middle name.
Yeah.
You were on the right track.
Yeah. What's his middle name?
Makepeace. That's an interesting name.
Yes.
Makepeace. Can you name a kid that? Makepeace. Maybe. I guess it's a good middle name. 1867, Margaret Brown was born.
B-R-O-W-N,
like the color.
Is that Goodnight Moon? No, that's too early for Goodnight Moon.
Is that Margaret Brown?
Uh-huh.
Really? Okay, go ahead.
John Brown's daughter.
Good guess. Now, Margaret Brown, better known by the nickname, the Unsinkable.
Oh, Molly.
Molly Brown. She was a philanthropist, activist, rich woman who survived the Titanic. 1921, John Glenn.
He was an astronaut, was a U.S. senator, and I don't know what his part in the moon business was.
I believe he was the first gentleman to orbit the Earth. He was the first one to orbit the Earth. Actually passed by him once a few years ago at my walking around the University of Ohio State University's campus. Hmm. He was just strolling along with his wife.
Very nice.
John Glenn. 1929, Screamin' Jay Hawkins was born. I'll be impressed.
Is he a DJ?
I know this one because I just saw a show that mentioned him.
Is he a DJ?
No, but it is music.
Don't know.
He was a singer, songwriter, musician, had one big hit back in the late 50s, early 60s, late 50s.
Mm-hmm.
I put a spell on you. Mm-hmm. You put a spell on me? I put a spell on you. You ever hear that song?
I did not.
You probably would recognize it if you heard it. 1961, Jennifer, Elizabeth McGovern was born on July 18th.
Speaking of I put a spell on you. No, it can't be.
It's I put a spell on you.
Wait, isn't she Bewitched? Elizabeth
McGovern. Oh, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Montgomery.
Elizabeth McGovern. No.
Better known these days as the matriarch of Downton Abbey, Jennifer. But here's your DVD alert for today. She was in a little movie when she was younger with Kevin Bacon called She's Having a Baby. Did you ever see that?
I didn't, but do you know that I am 4 degrees from Kevin Bacon?
I think you told me this, but go ahead.
Okay. My sister met Christopher.
You've never acted in a movie?
No, well, no, but just by knowing Chris, by having met Christopher Reeve. My sister met Christopher Reeve. Marlon Brando was in Superman with Christopher Reeve. Robert De Niro was in The Godfather with Marlon Brando.
No, he wasn't.
Huh?
That was
Al Pacino was in The Godfather with Marlon Brando. And Al Pacino and Kevin Bacon were in a movie with Jack Nicholson and the Army, A Few Good Men.
Al Pacino wasn't in that.
Then what's the movie he was in with Kevin Bacon and?
I'm sure Jack Nicholson and... Okay, you got Nicholson to Bacon there, and Nicholson had them act with Pacino somewhere. Okay, so back to what I was saying.
Right, okay.
Elizabeth McGovern and Kevin Bacon, your DVD alert for today is She's Having a Baby. It's just about a young couple that finds out they're pregnant and all the things that a young couple goes through leading up to having their first baby. It's very, very funny. Very good movie. Kevin Bacon is excellent. Probably my favorite Kevin Bacon movie of all.
Really?
She's Having a Baby. It's very good. You would love it, Jennifer. It's not too funny, so fit right up your alley. 1969, Elizabeth Gilbert was born.
In Laura Ingalls Wilder, she was in...
Excuse me?
Wait, Melissa Gilbert?
Elizabeth
Gilbert. I'm not paying attention.
This just proves that you have listened to everything I say.
She, Eat, Pray, Love, she has a new book out, City Girls. You're right.
You're right, yeah. You only half listened to me.
You got that. And she just wrote a book, City Girls.
I deserve more respect than that.
You do.
I didn't realize her whole relationship issues, or not issues, I shouldn't say, that's wrong. I didn't mean that. But her relationship, that I knew she had separated from her husband, but I didn't know that she had, befriended someone that was dying of cancer.
Well, she didn't befriend her. They were...
Yeah, they were partners, yes.
Right. I mean, they had been...
And then, unfortunately, she died, and I didn't know that whole chapter.
And now she has a new...
So she does not live in Huntington County anymore?
I'm unclear. She has a new man in her life who was also connected to the woman who just died.
Yes, it's like he's like an author, a writer.
Photographer or something, yeah.
A British photo, something.
Yes.
Maybe the news journalist or something. I don't remember, Jennifer. But Elizabeth Gilbert, she did us a great favor one year and did a fundraiser for the Friends of the Huntington County Library and the Huntington Medical Center for us.
And then she came back and did the tricentennial.
Yep. So a great friend of Huntington County, I hope she still is here, but I don't know. I know she sold her house in Frenchtown, right? And sold her business in Frenchtown?
Yeah, so I'd have to say she's gone.
Okay, and then died on this date in 1792, John Paul Jones?
He was an admiral in the Revolutionary War.
Very good.
And he's credited with saying, "Don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes."
Incorrect.
Nope. Okay.
Wrong. Hey, credited for saying something famous.
Ugh.
But that wasn't it.
What was he supposed to say? What did he say?
I have not
begun to fight.
Yet begun to fight.
Okay.
And then finally, 2018, Jennifer, last year, Adrian Cronauer died.
I don't know.
Adrian Cronauer, famously portrayed by Robin Williams in the movie Good Morning Vietnam. So did a good thing for helping the troops in the Vietnam War, Jennifer. It was a radio broadcaster, Adrian Cronauer. And that is Today in History. Boy, we dragged that out today.
I know.
It's 11:37. That's supposed to be just a little bit to get us toward the halfway mark. So
I know.
20 minutes, Jim Gannot will be in with his show, Taking Care of Business.
And I may or may not have a program note. I'm waiting to hear. Riley Sager, the New York Times bestselling author, is going to be doing a book signing at Moonstone Mystery Bookstore next Thursday at 7 p.m., the 25th. Moonstone Mystery Bookstore and Twice Told Tales is right down on Bloomfield Avenue. And Riley Sager's latest book, Lock Every Door, just came out. A young woman whose new job, apartment sitting in one of New York's oldest and most glamorous buildings, may cost more than it pays. And Marilyn, the owner of the store, asked if Riley were interested, if we could have him on the show. So I'm waiting to hear back for sure if we will or not.
When will we know, Jennifer?
I don't know. I'm hoping anytime soon. But if he's not on the show, head over to Moonstone Books next Thursday evening at 7 p.m. And
I was still impressed with the guy we had that did a Moonstone bookstore signing. That was the guy who helped solve the anthrax envelope thing back after 9/11.
Yes.
That was just a fascinating guy. Yes. Hope his book did well. Discounts with your library card promotions coming up, Jennifer. If you're a small business owner in Hunterdon County, you want to listen up. September is library card sign-up month. The Hunterdon County Library and the Flemington Free Public Library are partnering with local businesses to promote the importance of having a library card. During the month of September, when a customer presents their library card at your business, they receive a predetermined discount or giveaway of your choosing. For example, 10% off, buy one, get one free, etc. Participation for local businesses is free. The library provides advertising and promotional materials, which includes brochures, posters, and links on our website. Press releases are sent to various newspapers, including the Hunterdon County Democrat, Hunterdon Review, Courier News, and Star Ledger. We will also hit the social media market as well. Many Hunterdon County businesses participated last year to great success, and that includes our friend Jim Gannot and Crown Trophy. So if you're interested in your local business, you can go online at www.hclibrary.us or Google the Hunterdon County Library. And right on the homepage, there's a link to the form you need to fill out. You can fill that out right online and hit send, and we'll take care of the rest. Like I said, it's free to businesses, free advertising. Free advertising, let me say one more time. We'd be happy to do it. And we'd love to help you promote your business. So once again, go to hclibrary.us, right on the homepage. Click on the link for the discounts with your Hunterdon County Library card promotion. Fill out that form, and we'll take care of the rest.
So, Jim, if I wanted to know everything that's going on at the library,
I would ask you probably.
Well, besides that, if I wanted it in a short, concise, compact format.
I think I know what you're getting at, Jennifer.
What would I
But this is in everything. Would you be referring to Hunterdon Happenings?
I would be.
This is a sampling of upcoming events? Is that what you're asking me?
I am.
Okay. Well, what is it?
I want you to tell me.
Oh, so Hunterdon Happenings is our new online newsletter that we can get sent to you. Is there a specific schedule that it comes out, Jennifer? I don't know.
In theory, once a month.
So once a month, we'll send direct to you a little newsletter with our upcoming events that you won't want to miss at the Hunterdon County Library for kids and adults, families, exhibits. It could be anything. Our concerts, our speakers, our authors that come to visit, things about the youth services department.
There is a separate youth services newsletter.
So you can check whether you want just kids events or adult events?
Yes.
Okay. Because we've got a great new, the summer concerts. You want to be reminded about the summer concerts or the discounts for your library card or summer reading clubs or our fall concerts or speakers or the photography show or the gingerbread competition. This will just keep you up to date. Just once a month, Joan Sabo puts this together for us and does a nice job and sends this out to all of our people. So to get it, you just got to go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a little button right on the homepage, Hunterdon Happenings. Click on that and just give us your name and email address, and we will make sure you get that monthly so you are kept abreast of all the great things happening at the Hunterdon County Library and the North County Branch Library and the South County Branch Library and our affiliated libraries. Why don't you read me what's on Hunterdon Happenings right now, Jennifer?
Right now? Let's see. I just had it on.
Just to give an example.
Well, the first thing, it's leading off with debut author Ellen LaCourt.
Of course it is, because that's Jennifer's program, and we've been beating this for a month and a half.
Yes. She's coming on Tuesday, July 30th at 7 p.m. Let's see, there's Hunterdon, New Jersey's Rare Wildlife, which happened Tuesday night.
How did that go?
It went very well.
Good.
The summer concerts. registering for the Adult Summer Reading Club, the Academy Award nominated movies.
Mary Poppins Returns on the list I saw. You don't want to miss that. I might come and introduce the film for everyone.
Well, tonight is If Beale Street Could Talk.
I can't introduce that one.
It was one of my favorite books in 8th and 9th grade.
Oh, yeah? And you didn't see the movie?
No.
Why?
I was all set to go and something happened.
Then borrow it.
I'm going to. I'm going to hold this for it. But I did watch Mary Poppins Returns over the weekend.
You did?
I did.
Oh, okay. And?
The score was great.
Go ahead. Give me your unvarnished opinion.
I really liked the score.
Okay.
I liked the... Emily Blunt was good. Michael Banks, physically, his mustache and his
bothered
hair.
Bothered you? I can see that. That's a fair assessment.
The plot was kind of... I don't know. It didn't grab me.
No. They were trying to save their house, Jennifer.
I know, but there was just something about it that...
Okay.
I don't know. The children were delightful.
So out of 10, what would you give it?
Probably about a 6.
Ouch.
But you should not take my word for it.
I give it a solid 9.5.
So that gives it a 7.7.
No, then I give it a 12.
So,
I got to get that number up higher.
You should definitely come August 1st at 6 p.m. and judge for yourself.
It's a great film. They don't make them like this anymore, Jennifer. Our youth today are too into superheroes than to see movies like this, unfortunately. Just a charming, charming movie. I may personally come and introduce it, give you facts about the Sherman Brothers, how this movie paid homage to the first. I'd like to – usually it annoys me that like a sequel or something will kind of use things from the first movie, but this movie – actually took scenes from the first movie and mimicked them with a new story. I thought that was impressive.
When they found when Michael found his kite up in the attic, and then Georgie found it in the park, and that's how Mary Poppins came.
But you
down.
Can like take every song and there's a song it mimicked in the first one, like the balloons at the end was the kite, like.
And I did like Lin-Way.
Trip the Light Fantastic was Step in Time in the first one. And Jolly Holly, the first one, was the Royal Dalton Bowl in this one. It was mirrored the first one perfectly, but told a different story. I was impressed. And Lin-Manuel Miranda, did you like his role?
I did.
Okay. I thought Emily Blunt was just really good. She really did a great job when the kids asked her how much she weighed.
I did say that I did like her. And I liked the tub scene. Was.
So Mary Poppins Returns. And what else is on 100 and Happenings?
And then a couple of business programs, which I believe have already happened.
Oh, okay.
It was a short one because she had to get it.
So the next one will probably be coming out in a week or so.
It'll
highlight our photo show and our fall concerts.
And Library Card Month.
Speakers and things coming up in the fall. It's a lot. I mean, we could make it indeterminably long, but we try to hit the highlights, Jennifer, the tentpole events that you might want to come see.
And we should probably have some pictures from the 20th anniversary.
All right, we need to go to our last commercial break. We're a little tardy on this. We'll be back with our last 10 minutes right after this.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month.
please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jim Gano will be in shortly to take care of business. What you got for me?
What do I got for you? Boy, put me on the spot. Museum passes? How's that sound?
That sounds good.
Am I to take that you have nothing over there?
No, I have one other thing, but you'll make fun of it. So the museum,
so you're not
going to
do it?
They're funded through donations by the Friends of the Hunterton County Library.
So you're going to take this over?
No. And you can look on our website and find everything that Jim's going to tell us about.
So are you not going to say the thing because I'm going to make fun of it? I want to hear it now. By the way, program alert, if you can't make it to the North County Branch anniversary party on Saturday. Actually, you could do both. Go to the North County Branch anniversary party on Saturday morning. Then head on down to Monmouth Park. It's Haskell Day. Biggest horse racing day in New Jersey is this Saturday. I'll be there somewhere in the crowd, in the throng. It's supposed to be 99 degrees.
They're
down at the beach, though. You get an ocean breeze down there, so it'll be a little cooler. It'll be 97.
Are you going early to get a hat?
Of course. They have every Haskell hat since 1987.
Do you really?
I do. I have not missed. I've only missed one Haskell since 1981.
Wow.
So that's got to be a record, because I worked there in the beginning, and then the only time I missed it was my parents' 50th anniversary party, which was exactly 10 years ago because it's their 60th this year. My parents have been married 60 years. August 10th, they're having another party for them. But my brothers insisted on having their 50th Haskell weekend. They just could have had it any other weekend.
But your father likes horse racing too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So why didn't you have it there?
We had it down in the Outer Banks. It was a big, because my brothers all live, they're scattered to the four winds, so we have to meet somewhere like the Outer Banks of North Carolina. We had it at the Sanderling Resort.
That's very close to Ohio.
Well, between Ohio, Charlotte, and Sarasota, that's what you get. But it's great. Have you ever been to the Outer Banks?
No.
A beautiful place to spend a week. Corolla, North Carolina, Jennifer.
Very nice.
We haven't been there in many years, but I think that might have been the last time we were there.
Wow.
Was it? Oh, no. 10 years. That's a shame. They love it down there. Back to museum passes. So if you can't go away to the Outer Banks and you're home and you want to think of some things to do, the Hunterton County Library has a museum pass program where you can borrow a museum pass. It's just like you would borrow a book or a DVD. And you get to get into these museums for free. We currently have 6 museums in the program. The most popular by far is the Grounds for Sculpture down in Hamilton, New Jersey. You can borrow a pass that admits 4 adults. And whatever the granite sculpture, it probably costs about $20 to get in, I would imagine.
At least by now. And the thing, and I always say this, the thing I like most about Grounds for Sculpture Pass is if you just buy tickets to go there, you have to buy timed tickets. But if you come with an institutional pass, you can go whenever you want.
Yep, just show up. So that's the Grants for Sculpture. American Museum of Natural History, we have a free general pass for two people that you can borrow for free. The Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum in New York City, we have a pass that admits six people. So if you borrowed all these passes, or just the Grants for Sculpture one time, that pays for your library tax, Jennifer.
Oh, absolutely.
Just that.
Yes.
And plus you get all of our millions of other services and programs for free. It's the best deal in the world, the Huntington County Library. Just going to say it. The Morvan Museum and Garden in Princeton, New Jersey, you can get four passes that admits one adult each, and children under six are free. The Eastern State Penitentiary down in Philadelphia, I want to pass, admit six people. I hear that's the place to go around Halloween time. It's a prison that has such notorious criminals, including Slick Willie Sutton and Al Capone. And then finally, a little closer to home, the Huntington Art Museum up in Clinton, New Jersey. One pass admits four adults, and children under the age of 12 are free. That's up right across from the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. So the Museum Pass program, paid for and sponsored by the Friends of the Huntington County Library.
And there are also discounted passes on our website to the Crayola Experience in Easton, Diggerland, USA, and Sahara Sam's Oasis.
There is indeed.
Yes. Have you been to any of those?
No, I haven't. My kids, I think my kids were too old by the time I realized those were there.
Have you used any of our museum passes?
Never.
Why not?
I don't know. Have you?
I have. I've used natural history because you also get...
I think I'd like to use the natural
admission
history.
You also get admission to the space show if you want, the planetarium show if you want, or one other special exhibit, so that's definitely worth it. So what I had for you real fast is the August Library Reads list is out. I know.
Now, why would I make fun of that?
I don't know. Sometimes you do. The top 10 books that librarians across the USA are looking forward to in August. And the top pick this month was The White Right Swipe by Alicia Ray, an intelligent multicultural contemporary romance. Ray is the CEO of the Crush dating app, and Samson, the NFL football star, embark on a joint project that turns into more than just talk. Issues of Me Too in the technology industry and the NFL's concussion problem are woven in. And there is also Ellie and the Harp Maker, which is for fans of books by Frederick Bachman. Inland by Tay Obret. The Last Widow by Karen Slaughter, a Will Trent and Sarah Linton mystery. Life and Other Inconveniences by Kristen Higgins. Sapphire Flames by Ilona Andrews. It's part of the Hidden Legacy Paranormal Adventure Series. The Swallow by Lisa Lutz, who writes dark satirical books. Things You Save in a Fire by Catherine Center. The Warehouse by Rob Hart. Paxton and Zinnia are new employees at The Cloud, where they work, live, and have their productivity and location tracked through their smartphone. So it's a near dystopian science fiction thriller. And it'll make you leery of ever shopping online again. And then the last book, The Whisper Man by Alex North. Tom and his son Jake move to Featherbank to rebuild their life after the death of Tom's wife. Unknown to them, the town has a dark history. Another little boy has just gone missing, and Jake begins to hear whispers in his new house. And it's for fans of Joe Hill and Paul Tremblay. And it was recommended by yours truly. And then there are two Hall of Fame authors. The third time librarians pick these authors, they move to the Hall of Fame. One is The Perfect Wife by J.P. Delaney, which again is a dystopian sort of Stepfordian novel about a wife who was killed in an accident and her husband brings her back to life. And Turn of a Key by Ruth Ware. And the other big book coming out in August is A Better Man by Louise Penny, the Gamache series set up in a little northern town in Canada, just north of the U.S. border. And these books are already on order at hclibrary.us. Just go to our pack and you can put holds on them and be the first on the block to read them. And Jim is holding up his phone, so I know it's time to say goodbye. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Citing the need to debate the financial impacts from the bill, Senator Rand Paul has objected to fast-tracking the measure to provide health care to September 11th attack first responders who became sick after working at Ground Zero in New York. The Kentucky Republican stopping Democrats from unanimously passing the bill on a voice vote yesterday. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says not to worry, it will eventually pass after the debate is over.
We're going to pass the 9/11 emergency bill, deal with this tragedy, and we will do that, and we will do it shortly.
Forecasters say there's a dangerous heat wave over two-thirds of the U.S. that will stretch through this weekend. Millions will swelter as temperatures top 100 degrees from the Midwest to the East Coast. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools, including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
The acting Homeland Security chief giving a grave warning about the crisis at the southern border as Kevin McAleenan says the U.S. is facing an unprecedented crisis, telling a congressional panel the numbers of migrants trying to enter the U.S. have been staggering, leading to that humanitarian crisis at the border. The Pentagon says an additional 2,100 troops will be heading to the border to support President Trump's immigration crackdown. As NASA's marking 50 years since the historic first moon landing in 1969, NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says the nation's focused on even bigger space achievements.
So here's the thing. I'm the first NASA administrator in history who was not alive the last time we landed on the moon.
Oh, my goodness.
What we have to make sure we do is we have stunning achievements to inspire the next generation. And President Trump has put out very clearly that he wants to put an American flag on Mars.
USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
He still has a long list of accusers, both in the U.S. and Britain, but one high-profile sexual misconduct case against actor Kevin Spacey is dead.
They're just dying to have me declare that everything said is true.